President Trump announced the task force during his State of the Union address last month. Trump said the task force's mandate will be to reduce federal spending and identify misuse of federal funds. Vice President Vance said the task force will work together across federal agencies to root out fraud.
We're going to take a whole-of-government approach. So much of what's going to make the anti-fraud task force work is that we're communicating across different departments. So when Bobby Kennedy is talking to Scott Bessent about things that he's seeing in Medicare and Medicaid, when Scott is seeing things at Treasury, when Brooke is seeing things at Agriculture, when Scott is seeing things at Housing and Urban Development, what we're going to actually do is force the bureaucracy to take this seriously and work together as political principals to make sure that we stop allowing fraudsters to steal the American people's money.
Federal Trade Commission Chair Andrew Ferguson is the task force's vice chair. He zoomed in on Minnesota in particular, which has a Democratic governor, Tim Walz, and a Democratic attorney general, Keith Ellison. It's become the subject of an administration fraud probe involving Somali immigrants and daycare centers and allegations of misuse of federal funds.
You have people who pay into the federal government, who pay into the IRS, who pay their taxes expecting that those taxes will go to help their fellow citizens, and it's not going there. It's going to help fraudsters. That's tragedy number one. And the more important tragedy is that you have families who need these services who are unable to get them because people are getting rich off of fraud schemes instead of making sure that autistic children and their families get access to these resources.
After Trump's State of the Union last month, Vance and the head of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Mehmet Oz, halted hundreds of millions of dollars in federal Medicaid reimbursements to Minnesota. White House Special Advisor Stephen Miller is also an advisor on the Fraud Task Force.
So as a simple example, if you're a Somali refugee living in Minnesota, you could lie about how many children you have. You could lie about what your immigration status is. You could lie about your marital status. You could lie about child care. You could lie about disability. You could lie about all these things and many more. And nobody in the state of Minnesota would validate any of these facts before writing you a check.
The federal attention on the Minnesota Somali daycare case came after a right-wing YouTuber, Nick Shirley, posted a viral video last December with allegations of massive fraud within Somali-run daycare centers and nonprofits in that state. That led to a widespread federal investigation, funding freezes, and expansion of scrutiny to other states, including California. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.
is that this task force is finally stood up. We've got allies at Department of Justice now who are going to take this thing by the horns. We've got allies across every major significant department, and we are going to stop the fraud that's being committed against the American people. Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I'd like to begin by thanking President Trump and the Vice President for the confidence they put in me to help lead the task force. America is the most generous nation in the history of the world. For decades, Americans have turned over trillions of their tax dollars to social welfare programs to help their neighbors and fellow citizens through hard times. They've done so on the basis of social trust, the belief that their governments, state and federal, will do the right things with their dollars and that their fellow citizens will honestly participate in these programs. Fraud shreds the social trust on which these programs and our entire nation depend. This fraud crisis is thus existential. If we fail to address it, the fabric of our nation will swiftly unravel. And the American people feel like they are getting ripped off, and they're right. As the President's executive order establishing this task force declared, extensive, undetected fraud can only exist in a system that ignores it. And fraud is indeed easy to ignore when grasping politicians are in on the con. For years, the Biden administration and its allies